welcome back to the show, the Talk Talk with Dylan. It's back. We've been away for a while, and you're probably wondering why. Where'd I go? What was I doing? Did I have fun while I was gone? Well, I left, and I went away, and I went on vacation. And I traveled all the way up north. I went to Indiana, my old hometown. What was that like? It was a lot of fun. We'll get to that later on. First of all, though, we're sponsored today by Wahlburgers. You know that show Wahlburgers? Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, the whole crew. Wahlburgers. They started up their own burger joint. That's right. And they got some cameras to follow them around. The show's on Netflix. You can watch it on Netflix. It's also on AMC. You can see the show's episodes first on AMC. TBS, maybe. But definitely on Netflix. Two seasons full of hijinks and a lot of drama. TBS knows drama, and they certainly know how to get the drama out with the Wahlburgers. The whole Wahlberg, Mark Wahlberg and his family, they opened up a burger stand and are making a lot of money. So watch it. Watch that show. Watch that show. It's a good, great show. It's fun for the whole family. You get to see Mark Wahlberg. You know, he's a normal guy, Mark. He's a normal, average guy. And his family's normal, but they're also quirky, and they're just loads of fun. Get to see him interact with the, customers and all that stuff. Mark comes in every once in a while, makes a burger or two. Makes a special Mark Wahlberg sandwich. It's a lot of fun. Again, this episode is sponsored by Wahlburgers. And speaking of that, we're still waiting around for the check. So if you're listening and you write the check, write us a check, send us the check, and we keep promoting your show. And if anyone else has a show or a thing that they want to advertise, you can contact me, call me up. I'll answer my phone, and we'll get you on the air. Dylan, classic podcast. We've been podcasting for a while now. It's been fun. Daniel, how's it going?
Good.
Delayed response.
Sorry, I was typing a very important email.
Oh, yeah.
I just had to send it off, and I didn't want to, like, interrupt our convo, so I just delayed it a little, but how you doing? I'm doing good.
Yeah. Did you say you deleted it? You didn't have to delete it.
I delayed it. I sent it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't proofread it, so it wasn't, like, an important professional email, so I'm not worried about it, but, you know. Like, if I'm,
is
you
it,
know.
Wait,
if,
is it the email that I just got that you sent me?
Yeah. Yeah, why don't you read it aloud to us?
That's okay.
No, it's about that thing you were asking me earlier about the, the rash cream.
Yeah.
Because you know, when two people are talking it's usually about, like, where'd you get that rash cream? I don't know, man. I got a big rash on my genitals. That's embarrassing for you.
Oh.
Oh. But is your rash okay? The one that's on your genitals?
Yep, it is. Funny you should mention that. We are a PG-13 show. This podcast is a PG-13 podcast.
Just for the record.
This isn't the Talk Talk with Dad, our previous podcast. This is the
Okay, for the record, it wasn't a sexually transmitted disease. It was just like a rash you got because of sweat on his genitals. That's PG-13, bro.
That's true.
Yeah.
But that's not true. There's no rash.
Hey.
None of that's true. He's making a joke.
All right, but this ain't the Talk Talk with Dad. This is the Talk Talk with Dylan, so everything's super more boring and NPR-like, right?
Yeah. Pretty much. But maybe it's not boring. It can be interesting.
All right.
It's just more NPR is not boring. Done right.
You know what's boring? This American Life, and they read short stories. If I wanted to read short story, I'd crack open a book. I'd crack open a freaking book.
Yeah.
PG-13, man.
Yeah. Let's keep it classy.
All right. Well, what are we talking about today, my friend?
Today's topic is I don't have a topic. This is just freeform.
Okay.
We'll do some stuff. Maybe we'll do a stage play.
Do you want to, like, have you written a stage play, or are we just going to perform one?
Shoot.
I haven't. Yeah, do you want to ask me a series of questions? I want to ask you a series of questions. I feel like, as the host, you never get asked questions, but I want to ask you a set of questions, okay? So
okay.
I'm gonna put the microphone on mute so you don't hear me typing. I don't know. That's probably professional, right?
Yep, it is professional. And professionalism is definitely what we're all about.
Exactly. I don't know if I could live with myself if I didn't act professionally and PG-13 on the Talk Talk with Dylan.
Yeah, the Talk Talk with Dylan is PG-13, NPR-ish. We have conversations with other people. We play songs sometimes. If our guest can play a song, the better.
All right, I got 10 questions I want to ask you.
Okay.
Okay.
You have them ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. What is your favorite word?
Ooh, this is a good one. I have a lot of favorite words, but my most favoritist is...
Is it favoritist? Because I don't know if that counts.
I don't think that's a word, so...
grammar!
Yeah.
You ever notice how really funny, interesting people are always really into grammar?
Sure.
Like, hey, this guy's correcting my grammar. He must be a smart person. I really want to hang out with him. Jeez.
No, I mean, that's sort of not... Well, I never want to hang out with somebody that corrects my grammar. Although, I do... you know, grammar's gone away. Now we just willy-nilly whatever suits us best. We make up words on the fly. Nobody cares about that.
Yeah, that's true, man. That's English language is dying.
So that's the big beef of the day.
Yeah, but what's your favorite word?
Inherent.
Inherent?
Yeah, sort of like inherent vice.
What about it?
It's my favorite word because...
It's boring, like it's, inherent vice?
It's a word that... It's a word that was, you know... On my computer screen.
All right. What is your least favorite word? That's question two.
My least favorite word is screech, but I'd say that screech is actually my least favorite sound.
Screech.
Yeah.
So is it your least favorite word and your least favorite sound,
no.
Or do you not mind it as a word? You just don't
I don't
like
mind it
sound.
As a word, but as a sound, I don't like it.
Well, okay, well, that's not my question. My question is, what is your least favorite word?
My least favorite word is...
You don't...
It's not PG-13.
Oh.
I can't say it.
Is it how not PG-13 is it?
It's a hard R.
Hard R? Oh, like the N-word?
No.
Does it start with a hard R?
No.
Is it... All right. Can so you, like, write it down and send it
was
to
that
me?
Your really, was that your second question, or was that just a tie-in with the first?
No, that's the second question.
Okay.
It's okay. These are really dumb questions.
No, they're good. They're good.
Like, who has a favorite... Like, I feel like maybe one out of 10 people
I
mean,
I feel
has
like
a favorite
if,
word.
If I could prepare for this, it's, you know... If I could, if I had time to think about it, I'd come up with great answers.
I just like
I think inherent's an all right answer. It's not
it's
true.
It's fine, but it's yeah, because okay. like you don't have a favorite word because you're a human being and not a ridiculous person.
Yeah, but I love the questions. Let's go to the third one.
Question number three: what turns you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally?
Jeez, I have one for each.
All right, go.
Creatively, a story that's tapping into something spiritual. So that kind of ties into the second.
So what turns you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally is something that turns you on spiritually?
Emotionally is something that rings true. Of course.
Okay. That's good. That's good. Okay, well, what turns you off?
Turn-offs. Well, something that rings false.
And just, we talking, like, anything narrative?
No, I mean...
My words? Lies? You just don't like lies and deception?
I don't like lies and deception, and I don't like, I don't like meanness. People that are unkind. It's a big turnoff.
Oh, really? Jerk.
Exactly.
I feel like this is a personal attack, you jerk.
It's not.
Hey, what, even though this is PG-13, what is your favorite curse word?
My favorite curse word, PG-13, if I had a yeah. PG-13 it... is the F word.
Oh, mine's damn. Because you can say damn in PG-13.
You can. So oh, okay, damn. So if this is a PG-13 curse word,
yeah,
I'd say damn.
What about, like, farts? Is farts a curse word?
No. That might be my least favorite word.
What about hell? Like, ah, hell.
Hell's an alright one, but not
or
my,
what,
not my
what
favorite.
About what about, like, ah, screw it?
No. Damn, it would be the...
What about scumbag?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah?
I think I like it.
Friggin'. I like friggin'. Just like F-R-I-G-G-I-N.
Yeah. That's apostrophe. What I meant by the F-word.
Oh, yeah, friggin'. Oh, friggin', man!
I didn't realize that was PG-13.
Yeah. You can't say that on TV. I mean, you can, but...
Well, you know what? They say it on Wahlburgers.
Oh, really? I watched an episode of Wahlburgers. It wasn't very good.
We're sponsored by Wahlburgers. So. I've never actually watched it.
Yeah. Do you often advertise and recommend things you've never tried for yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I...
Would you say that's kind of inauthentic?
No, because I believe in the show. I believe in what it means. And I, you know, from the previews, honestly, I haven't even really seen a preview, but from the... I've seen the page on Netflix, you know, mm-hmm. and from that alone, and I know, like, I know what it's about because it said it on Netflix. And from that alone, I think it's probably a decent show, you know? I could probably get behind it. And I'm not really big on reality TV shows at all.
But reality TV shows with Mark Wahlberg and his family.
For sure.
Oh, they're from Boston.
Making burgers?
Making burgers? Yeah, it's really interesting. Nah. Sucks. I hate it.
Well, I don't want to trash our sponsors.
I mean, maybe their burgers are good, but I've never had it, so I can't really tell you.
Yeah.
Hey, no, what's...
Maybe one episode we'll go up there. Where, Chicago, is it? Boston? Mm-hmm.
Chicago, Boston, yeah.
Okay, we'll go up there and we'll record, and we'll eat their burgers, we'll review their burgers, right. Maybe we'll get on their show.
We'll go to...
Cross-promotion there.
Hey, maybe while we're in Chicago, Boston, we can see a Sox game.
Sure.
Yeah, I love the Sox.
Yeah, they're great.
Get, like, some deep dish beans. Deep dish baked beans, that'd be great.
Yeah. The pan adds a lot to the bean flavor.
You know, man, let's be real. Baked beans are really tasty. Yay or nay?
Yay.
Yeah, baked beans are good. I'm glad we solved that.
Yeah.
Okay, number six. We agree. What sound or noise do you love?
I love the sound of rain.
Mm-hmm. Sound of rain. Like,
Sure. Yeah, yeah. The sound of the mist, a cool misty morning. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, I know the answer to number seven. What sound or noise do you hate? Screech!
Yep. Yep, exactly.
Screech!
Yeah. You know, I don't mind the sound of crying. You'd think you'd think that's the worst sound, but it's actually not, because it's very human.
That's actually my favorite sound, is just a woman crying.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't either. I don't make women cry. Number eight, okay. What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
I would like to, well, I mean, okay, I'm not really in the profession that I am wanting to be in, so would that be it, or would it be something different? Like, sure. Outside of being a filmmaker?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pilot.
Pilot. And why is that?
You know, you're up in the air, and you're flying.
I just remembered I should be asking you follow-ups, because that's what a good interviewer does. What profession, what draws you to being a pilot?
Being a pilot,
Is it the freedom of the skies?
Yeah.
See, that's a bad interview. You shouldn't lead them like
no,
that.
You're leading me, but that's good, because I think I would have answered it with a less specific.
Look, you don't...
I don't know. I like the planes.
You don't have
like
to just agree. You don't have to just agree with me because I said it. You know?
Okay, I disagree. You can just say the feeling of being free. It's the feeling of your life in the hands of the sky.
So you love the feeling that you may die.
Yeah.
I think that's what I like about boats and being on water, because it's like, oh yeah, I could totally die right now.
Yeah. Well, but less easily.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're not going to survive a fall from the sky, I guess.
I mean, some do, but most don't.
Mm.
These are good questions. I like them.
Yeah, I feel like we're making really good podcast radio. Whoa, number nine, what profession would you not like to do?
The profession I would not like to do would be... a janitor.
Yeah, that's a really bad profession.
I mean, I'm not knocking it. You know, it's a legit job. I wouldn't like it.
You know, I wouldn't like it. Three reasons. I don't mind dirt. I just don't want to be dealing with dirt all day.
Yeah.
Reason number two: there's a lot of bending over. There's a lot of like when you're sweeping or mopping, you gotta kind of like kneel down a little. You know, you gotta put your back into it. It's really awful.
Right. And when you're tall,
yeah,
that's a no-go.
Anytime someone's like, "Hey, sweep this floor," I'd be like, "I'm tall. You're gonna like give me a back problem. You do it. You're 5'8".
Anytime somebody tells me to do anything, I just say, "I'm
too tall.
A bit too tall for that."
I agree with you, man. It's like, you want me to wipe down this table? you want me to set the table, Mom? I gotta, like, bend over and put the plate down. You're, like, the perfect height. You do it.
Exactly. You want me to do the dishes? You know, you realize how low down this counter is? I'm not gonna do it.
Seriously, you gotta bend all the way down and, like, put them in? No. You do it, Mom! You do it!
Yeah. Yeah, Ma.
Gosh, moms are always making you do stuff.
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm. Number 10. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Don't you mean what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
What would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Job well done.
Good job, Dylan. You've done a good job in your life.
And I'd like to hear, I'd like that exact sound. Like, I'd like the voice of God to be you.
Hello, Dylan. I'm God. You have done well in treating Daniel with kindness and compassion. That was me in disguise. You have impressed me, and now here's heaven.
Yeah.
You know what, man? Thank you. You know what I would want God to say to me?
What's that?
Just like, hey, man, you could have banged Beyonce if you really tried. Oh!
Wouldn't that be disappointing?
You know, you would think, but I'd be like, see, I didn't even think I could. And then he'd be like, well, don't worry, I'm going to reincarnate you. And I'd be like, oh, cool. And then I'd come back, but I'd be emboldened by his knowledge, and I'd just be like, you know what? Anything really is possible in life. And then I'd live a second life over again, and I'd be more confident. So basically, I guess I want God to be like, hey, if you wanted, you could have hooked up with Beyonce, but I'm going to give you one more chance. And you're going down to Earth, but just remember this, you could have hooked up with Beyonce, man. And then I've been like, whoa, thanks, God. And then, boom. I'm like a crying baby and, you know, maybe Europe. I prefer like a European country or even Canada would be fine.
If you could be reborn in any other country, where would it be?
Tough question. It's too tough. I can't answer it. Anywhere but America. I hate America. Okay. I'm anti-American. I just want to let you know.
Yeah.
Like, I hate the country, but I also hate the people in it.
Well, yeah, but your friends and family are in it.
Oh, I'm just kidding. This is a comedy show, right? Jerks.
No.
All right. Well,
it's an NPR-ish.
Oh, I always forget that. Sorry.
There's no comedy here at the...
Hello. All right. Well, I think we should, I'm about to take our first break. Yeah. That concludes the interview part of this conversation. And we'll see you on the other side of the break.
The other Peace. Side of the break. Hey, listen up, folks. If you haven't checked out Wahlburgers yet, you need to. You need to get on that. It's on Netflix. Everyone has Netflix. It's a free thing to have. It's not really free, but everyone has it. So get on that. Watch Wahlburgers, only on Netflix. Now it's time for the radio play portion of the show, where we take you back to 1834, Oklahoma, the Oregon Trail, and the wagon just broke down, and a couple of cowboys are in trouble. Bang. Wagon just broke down.
Aw, dang it. Oh, gotta stop the wagon. You gotta see what's wrong with it.
Hold up. Hold up, horses.
Hold up, horses. Hold up.
Hold on a second. The wagons have broke down, don't you know?
Dang horses don't know about them wagon. I will teach them with my whip.
You teach them.
Whoopsh! Whoopsh!
Yeah.
Nay!
That's right. And don't you forget it.
Okay, what is wrong with the wagon?
Let's find out. I'm gonna get out of my stirrups. top down. Let's take a look, see what we got. Oh no, it's the wheel.
Oh dang, wagon wheel. Is it that one on the passenger side?
It sure is. Sure enough.
That one is always breaking. I think there's something wrong with the axle. Give it a tilt wrong.
No, the axle's just fine. Crown.
I think it needs a new realignment.
It's the...
Because it's always wear and tear in that same wheel. This is the second time we had to replace it on the Oregon Trail.
You know, there's supposed to be a warranty on this thing.
Well, when we get back to Missouri, we're going to give them a piece of our mind.
We ain't going back. Don't you know that by now? We ain't going back no more. Well, we lost Susie.
Look, Susie died of
she got whatever. Yeah, she died.
She drank some bad water and got some bad poops, and now she's dead. And that was sad. But we gotta go on. And maybe we gotta go back to Missouri. I don't say we gotta go today. I'm just saying maybe someday.
You know what? Is Oregon all it's cracked up to be?
Look, man. I just wanna get to Oregon with all this
feed
rations we got for cows.
We got a lot of feed for cows.
But this Oregon Trail sure is perilous. So many broken wheels. Surely we got one in the back, so, you know, we can get this thing propped up and fix up the wheel and be going no time.
Let's try for it, man. We got to... Yes, we're losing sunlight here. Should we just camp? Should we set up a camp?
Well, the sun is coming down pretty... This will take us a while. What is that?
What's that noise?
That sounds like your cell phone is ringing.
Is that my cell phone?
I think that is your cell phone ringing.
I think it's my cell phone. Hello?
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 Hey, how are you?
Doing all right. We're having a little bit of difficulties right here. I just broke down. The wheel broke down. Who is this?
This is your wife?
Oh, yeah. Hi.
When are you coming back home?
You know...
Listen here, missy.
Yeah?
You left me and your children. When are you coming back home? To Missouri.
You know I got to go out to the Oregon. I got to go out to the Oregon. I got to make some money for us so I can send it back, honey. You know that.
Well, I got some bad news for you.
What's the bad news?
Your twin brother is dead.
No.
He died in a freak cattle accident.
A freak cattle accident. Dang old cattle. I told him. You got to get a rein on that cattle or they're going to run you right over.
Well, he was waiting for you to show him more tips, but you abandoned him, and now he's dead.
I told him I had to go. I told you, too, I had to go out to Oregon. Listen, Mary, it's going to be all right.
Another confession to make.
What?
I was sleeping with your twin brother.
What?
Little Charlie, he isn't your kid. I mean, genetically, he kind of is, because you and your twin brother have the same genes.
You're going to tell me this on the phone, on the trail? I just broke down. You're going to tell me this so I can't do anything about it?
You left without saying goodbye.
Yeah, you know, I wrote you.
I didn't get your letters.
I sent you a telegram. That was good enough.
Well, your brother's dead. Goodbye.
You know, if that was good, goodbye. What? She gone. Can you believe that?
Oh, who was that, dog?
That was my wife.
Oh, what is she doing?
She my brother's dead, and she cheated on me with my brother.
Wait, your twin brother?
Yeah, my twin brother.
Oh, man, you're probably super shaken up about that.
You know what? Maybe, just maybe, she didn't realize it was my twin brother. Maybe she thought it was me.
I mean, that doesn't really make sense.
That makes perfect sense to me. I know she wouldn't really cheat on me. She's just a little shaken up because she found out I was gone, and she wanted to hurt my feelings.
Classic women, always lying to get back at you.
Yep. Sure enough. Thank God they can't vote, right?
Yeah, if they ever get the right to vote, well, fuck.
Yeah, I'd shoot myself.
I'll shoot myself in the dang head, bro.
I would too.
Cool. So.
So how about
if you're okay with that, maybe get back to changing the wheel.
Yeah, yeah. This wheel, it's having a bit of difficulty. I can't seem to fix it. I've done everything I tried.
Look, I have a confession to make.
Oh, don't tell me. What's your confession?
I was out. I slept with your wife, man.
You slept with my wife. You gonna tell me that out on the trail? While I have a broken wheel?
Hey, we all got broken wheels sometime. And, well...
Why'd you wait to tell me until now?
Well, you know, I thought it'd lessen the blow if you knew your brother also slept with her.
How'd you know he slept with her?
The whole town slept with her, man.
What are you talking about?
Look, I know she told me about...
This is a joke to get back at me for leaving. It's a pretty good one, but we can stop it.
She told me about your limp, your impotence.
That's not a word I understand.
Look, under God, we're all legally obligated contractually... as husband and wife, marriage vows, you gotta please your lady.
You know
and,
what?
From what I hear, she wasn't getting that home. So well, she was getting it everywhere else.
Well, that's an unfortunate thing to say.
Look, man, I'm sorry, but she got me drunk and she slept with me. She took advantage of me.
She took advantage of you.
Yeah.
Is that what you're telling me?
That's what I'm telling you.
My wife, she raped you.
I don't know if she raped me, but she took advantage of me.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm gonna, we should call the cop. You should file a report.
Well, we're out in Oklahoma, 1834. I don't think the cops are coming.
You know what? I got a cell phone. I'm going to call them right now.
Holy shit. That's right. Just call the cops. They'll get us out of here.
911.
Ring. Ring. 911. How may I help you?
I'd like to report a disturbance.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, my friend got assaulted by my wife.
Is this an emergency?
Yes, it is. Because I just found out about it.
You should contact the police station. This 911 is only for emergencies, so as long as he's not being sexually assaulted right now, there's
no... Well, maybe he is. Maybe he is. You don't know that. Why don't we get...
Okay, I'll send an officer out there right now.
Good.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
What?
All right, well, looks like it's being taken care of.
Yeehaw! I'm a cowboy! So, why don't you call, you know, AAA, and by that I mean AAA, and, you know, they can put this wheel on the wagon, because you don't seem too keen mechanically.
Oh, you're gonna diss me, and then you're gonna say I'm not keen on mechanics? Listen, my father was a mechanic.
Your father?
Yeah, he designed the railroads.
Shit, why aren't we taking a railroad?
That's a good question.
Dang.
No, that is a good question.
You know what? Why are we in Oklahoma? So we're near Oregon. You really took a detour.
Listen, I heard it was beautiful. Alright. If that ain't enough.
Oh, I see a car cop a cop car in the distance.
You see whoop, a cop car?
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Officer.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Hey, officer.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
You can turn whoop, off your little whoop-dees.
Whoop, 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 whoop. What seems to be the problem here?
Yeah, I've got a little flat tire here.
I hear someone's being sexually assaulted.
Yeah, that's true.
Who sexually assaulted who?
He was by my wife.
Whoa, put your hands up. Get it. Put him against that wagon.
No, he was.
Remain calm.
My wife. You need to arrest my wife. She's back in Missouri.
Back in Missouri?
Yeah.
Son, are you calling 911?
Yeah.
Making prank calls?
I'm not making prank calls.
You do know that's illegal in Oklahoma, 1834. Prank calls will not be tolerated.
Listen, man. You going to rectify the situation or not? This happened.
Yeah.
All
right,
you
I'm going to rectify the situation. I need to turn around. Turn around right now. Put your hands up. Turn around. Put your hands up.
I'm doing it.
All right.
I'm put complying.
Put your hands back behind your back.
I'm complying.
I am now putting my handcuffs on you, and I am going to put you into my cop car.
Shoot him.
Put your head down.
Shoot him. Get
you
him.
You got to put him down.
Shoot the cop. Do it.
I ain't going to do it, man. He's a cop.
Shoot
He's a rest.
Him.
I'm sorry.
Dude,
but
there ain't no one out here. And then
I
we got a cop
make...
car and we can drive the way.
No, man. I ain't crazy. You're going to jail. I'm
do
sorry.
Do it.
I'm sorry.
Do it. Shoot him before it's too late. Come on.
I am sorry. I'm a cop. You're going to jail. And then he put him in a cop car and drove away. The end.
And that was the old timey radio stage play called it was called I don't know Oklahoma 1834 Cops 1834 even better.
You've been listening to the Talk Talk with Dylan. Visit us on the web by going to thetalktalkwithdylan.wordpress.com. Music featured on today's episode, Excuses by Ryan Little, and Western Country by Shake That Little Foot.